This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here's a way to get late-night dinner guests to finish their coffee and go home. Bring up the topic of coal gasification. To say it's not a sexy subject is an understatement, but coal gasification may be the way many people get their electricity in the future and a way to reduce the rate of global warming. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Coal has a bad reputation these days. Burning it creates lots of pollutants and pumps tons of carbon into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide, and that's changing the climate. Power companies don't want to abandon coal, though. It's cheap fuel. But at American Electric Power, executives say they've seen the future. And the future, says Chief Executive Officer Michael Morris, is one with less carbon-based fuel.
We're convinced that environmental restrictions will continue to change, and that eventually carbon will become one of the requirements for control.
The company opposed the Kyoto Treaty to limit carbon emissions, but Morris says Americans will eventually demand carbon cuts from industry. He says AEP can have its cake and eat it too by building coal gasification plants now. These give engineers the option of capturing carbon dioxide rather than releasing it into the atmosphere.
Clearly, our intent is to build two in the very near term, and this will be our wedded technology as we go forward until there's another generation, even more efficient, based on coal.
Gasified coal is cleaner. Here's why. You heat it with oxygen and water. A chemical reaction gives you a synthetic gas along with water, hydrogen, waste pollutants, and carbon dioxide. These can be siphoned off and disposed of, and then the clean gas is burned to spin a turbine and make electricity. It's cheaper to take pollutants, or when the day comes, carbon dioxide, out of the fuel before it's burned, rather than cleaning up afterwards. Another power company, Synergy Corporation, also plans to gasify coal. General Electric owns the leading gasification technology and will likely build these plants. Ed Lowe, GE's top gasification engineer, says lots more utilities are interested.
It is pollution prevention versus pollution control, because we are removing the contaminants from the fuel before combustion occurs.
One thing should be clear here. These gasification plants will release CO2 into the atmosphere for now. There's no law that requires them to curb it. But if such a law is enacted, this technology will make it easier and cheaper to capture and dispose of it. James Childress, whose Gasification Council represents this fledgling industry, says that's a start.
It'll set the bar for any future power plant in the U.S. that wants to use coal to generate electricity. There will no longer be the excuse, it's too expensive, or it won't work, there's no experience with it. All those arguments will disappear.
The technology has brought together both polluters and environmentalists. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council has fought air pollution for 30 years. He acknowledges that coal is too plentiful to stop building coal-fired power plants.
One of our top priorities is preventing those new coal plants from being built here in the United States and in other countries around the world using old-fashioned technology, that is, technology that releases the CO2 into the atmosphere.
There are still problems to solve, such as where to put the CO2 that's stripped out during gasification. Eventually, huge amounts will have to be stored underground. No one knows yet if that solution will work. Environmentalists also worry that gasification could be used as an excuse to ignore other green technologies.
Will the industry abuse this concept by trying to argue that it should be a replacement for energy efficiency and renewable energy? Because we don't see it as a replacement.
Whether more power companies invest in this technology now may depend on the consumer's willingness to pay more for carbon controls before they have to. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.